Thank you for joining me for the East Valley News. I'm your volunteer reader, Leslie Hunt. Today we are going to be focusing on the news of the past week from Santan and Queen Creek. So if you're ready, let's get going. Our first article is entitled Chandler Teen, a Boys and Girls Club Contender. This was posted in the Santan Sun, March 15th, 2025, and written by Ken Sain. A Chandler teen was among the three East Valley youths nominated to compete for the title of Boys and Girls Clubs of the Valley Youth of the Year earlier this month. Angelo Porter Johnson, 15, of Chandler, was one of the three East Valley young people among 11 teens who were honored. The other two East Valley teens were Gabriel Garcia, 15, of Gilbert, and Brandon Rivas, 17, of Apache Junction. They were nominated for their service to the clubs, community and family, academic success and strong moral character, life goals, and poise and public speaking ability. From community service to exemplary grades and thriving despite immense adversity, these teens represent the best of the best in youth leaders, said Marcia Mintz, BGCAZ's president and CEO. Quote, Youth of the Year candidates embarked on a journey including team building, relationship and leadership development, presentation skills, and interview training, end quote, culminated at the annual gala. Angelo, a sophomore at Chandler High School, considers the club's Chandler Compadres branch a second home where he can learn, grow, and contribute to the community. As the older brother of six siblings, he helps his mother serve as a caretaker for the family. The club gives him a chance to play sports, sharpen his gaming skills, and just be a kid. As treasurer of the branch's Keystone Club, where he organizes teen events and fundraisers, he has gained valuable leadership and financial planning skills while giving back to the community he loves. After high school, Angelo has his sights set on attending college to study biological engineering. Gabriel is a freshman at Mesquite High School and a two-year member of the club's Gilbert branch. He served in the club's AZ Youth Force Emerging Leaders internship program, where he assisted staff in helping younger members build confidence, navigate challenges, and hone their leadership abilities. When he's not pursuing his love for the arts, Gabriel puts his passion for helping people to work. His journey has not been easy. During middle school and amid financial struggles, his family relocated to a one-bedroom motel for nearly 2 years while his mother worked to rebuild her family's lives. Despite the hardships, Gabriel emerged with resilience and gratitude, motivated to create a better future for himself and his family. He plans to attend trade school and open his own studio. Brandon is a junior at Apache Junction High School and has been a standout member of the Superstition Mountain branch for the past 5 years. He credits the club with helping him build confidence and develop critical life skills. He is passionate about building and design and enjoys mentoring younger members in coding and robotics. Brandon is enrolled in the East Valley Institute of Technology with hopes to become a welder. End of story. Our next article is entitled Representatives OK Swarming Legislation. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune, March 10, 2025, and written by Howard Fisher. State representatives have approved legislation to create a new crime of, quote, swarming, end quote, that police and prosecutors say they need to bring serious charges against gang members who assault others. But what it also may do, according to foes, is turn what could have been a schoolyard fight into a crime that sends away those involved for 2.5 years in prison or more. HB 2611 was promoted by a series of incidents in the East Valley area of Maricopa County over more than a year, where a gang of teens that became known as the Gilbert Goons were beating others up. But one incident in particular got public attention, the 2023 beating death of 16-year-old Preston Lord at a Halloween party in Queen Creek. All that led to questions of whether existing laws on assault are adequate. In general, such attacks, the Lord case being the exception because of the death, are considered a Class 6 felony, But Representative Matt Gress pointed out that Arizona law allows these to be handled by courts as misdemeanors. By contrast, this legislation creates a Class 4 felony with its possible prison term when there is an attack which is, quote, aided by two or more accomplices, end quote, and the assault is directed at a single person. Maricopa County Attorney Rachel Mitchell, who worked with Gress to craft the measure, called what is happening, quote, swarming, end quote. In working on the measure, Mitchell said it was a direct outgrowth of growing teen violence. It was clear to that truly hold these kinds of attackers accountable, we must have the right tools, meaning the right laws, she said in a prepared statement at the time. And Mitchell said while the impetus of the measure was teen violence, the bill has broader reach. It will apply not just to children, but to any attacker who foolishly believes that by hiding in a crowd, they'll get away with it, she said. But Representative Alexander Colden said creating an entirely new crime is unnecessary. Preston Lord's killers were charged with murder and a variety of other crimes, said the Scottsdale Republican. Our criminal laws are sufficient to put them away for the rest of their lives. Nor does he believe that had Guess's proposal been law, it would have prevented the death. Preston Lord's murderers had previously committed aggravated assault by our current definition of aggravated assault, Colden said. What went wrong, he said, was not the laws on the books, but those charged with enforcing it. The people responsible for Preston Lord's death are the town of Gilbert and the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, Colden said, saying both were aware for years of the gang attacks. That brought sharp rebuke from Mitchell, who told Capital Media Services it was, quote, another sign of him being soft on crime, end quote. And she also noted that police had never referred any case to prosecution to her office before the death of Lord. Colden, however, told colleagues they need to look closely at what he sees as the breadth of what they are proving. It sends our kids to jail for a very long time for a very serious felony for getting into a fight at school that does not cause serious physical injury to anyone, he said. In fact, he said, the bill as approved by the House actually says that the, quote, accomplices, end quote, do not even need to be present at the fight to make whatever occurred a Class 4 felony. What does it even mean to have two accomplices who are not present, Colden asked. Consider, he said, what happens in a one-on-one fight at a school with some friends cheering on the assailant from the side. And that kid, without ever breaking someone's bones, without ever hurting them in any persistent or permanent way, will now spend years in jail so that we can cover up for the people who killed Preston Lord, Colden said. Gress called his comments, quote, quite a tale about what this bill is and is not, end quote. Instead, he said, it is simple. It says if three or more people engage in an assault on a single person, then this statute would allow a prosecutor to prosecute for swarming, Gress told colleagues. He also said that this is a probation-eligible offense, meaning that it's not necessarily true that anyone convicted would be sent to prison for years. And Gress disputed Colden's claim that nothing in the bill would have prevented the death of Preston Lord. The Gilbert goons had been engaging in a pattern of ganging up on people, single individuals, and attacking them, he said, and they finally crossed the line and took Preston Lord's life. Gress continued, that mob violence should not be tolerated at all. That, he said, means giving prosecutors the tools they need to stop things from getting out of hand. But Representative Lupe Contreras said what happened to Lord and what Gress said about the bill is way different. The Avondale Democrat said it puts kids that were just in a regular fight in the same legal verbiage as mob violence when it was just a brawl or a miscommunication between kids at a schoolyard, and the issue is personal. I have kids in high school right now, Contreras said, and I would hate for my son to be put in that predicament because somebody did something to his sister and he's standing up for them, and maybe his friend jumps in, he said, and now, all of a sudden, my kid and his friend get into some problem, and it wasn't mob violence. Representative Justin Olson agreed with Colden that what happened to Preston Lord isn't because existing laws are inadequate. Law enforcement had the tools they needed to go after these individuals, but they didn't, said the Mesa Republican. It was a failure of law enforcement, he continued, and I'm afraid that we're rushing to a new policy here today in order to satisfy our frustration that law enforcement did not act to stop the crimes that should have been stopped. But Olson voted for the bill anyway, saying he will, quote, stand with law enforcement, end quote. Representative Kyle Powell agreed that no one wants their children to be imprisoned, and the Gilbert Republican suggested that police were slow to respond. We constantly asked, why is this taking so long? Why did a group of hellions roam the town for 2 years where the police understood and knew all about it, he said. But he too supported the legislation. Unfortunately, when people cannot manage their behavior, we as legislators must act in order to preserve life, Powell said. The measure now goes to the Senate. End of story. Our next article is entitled Santan Valley Library Hosts Book Sale Fundraiser. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent March 13, 2025. No author is listed. Friends of the Library in Santan Valley is hosting its annual spring book sale benefiting library programs and military service members. The, quote, spring into March, end quote, book sale and silent auction fundraiser takes place from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Saturday, March 22nd, at the Santan Valley Library, 31505 North Schneff Road. Along with thousands of books, CDs, puzzles, games, and DVDs on sale, Friends of the Library has teamed up with military moms in QC/STV to collect books for Books for Troops, a program that sends reading materials to service members overseas. Attendees at the sale will be asked to purchase a soft cover book to donate. The books will be set out later this year to men and women serving in the military. Military Moms in QCSTV was founded in 2008 by local military mother Bridget Crosby, who has three children serving in the United States Armed Forces. The group's mission is to support military families, troops, and veterans. Another feature of the Spring into March event is the, quote, Give a Gnome a Home, end quote, silent auction, where bidders can win ceramic artwork, gnome yard art, and other gnome-themed ideas. All proceeds of the sale and silent auction will go toward funding library programs for people of all ages, quote, ensuring that the Santan Valley Library continues to serve as a vital educational and cultural hub for the community, end quote, according to a press release. Friends of the Library is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to supporting and enhancing the Santan Valley Library's programs and services. Through fundraising and community partnerships, the group works to provide educational resources to the Santan Valley community. The group holds monthly meetings from 2 to 3 p.m. on the third Tuesday of the month at the library. End of story. You are listening to the East Valley News on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today we are focusing on the news of the past week for Santan and Queen Creek. My name is Leslie Hunt, and I'm your volunteer reader. Continuing on, our next article is entitled Queen Creek Olive Mill Readies for Blossom Festival. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune, March 15, 2025, and written by Janet Perez. The olive trees are ready to bloom, and that means the Queen Creek Olive Mill is preparing for its annual Olive Blossom Festival. This year's Olive Blossom Bash runs from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, April 12th, and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, April 13th, at the Queen Creek Olive Mill, 25062 South Meridian Road. During the free festival, guests can walk through the olive groves or take a tractor tour of one of the town's major agritainment destinations. There will also be live music, local vendors, and cooking demos using the Queen Creek Olive Mill's own creations. Quote, we'll also have tasty dishes from Del Piero Kitchen, Di Oliva, and the Olive Branch, our outdoor kitchen, stated Queen Creek Olive Mill President John Rhea in a press release. John Rhea succeeded his father, Perry Rhea, as president of the Queen Creek Olive Mill in August 2024, almost 20 years after the mill was founded. In 2005, Perry Rhea, with no agricultural experience, planted his first olive tree in Queen Creek. Originally from Detroit, Perry Rhea operated his family's automotive parts plant before selling it. While visiting his parents in Arizona, he and his wife Brenda were captivated by the number of olive trees they saw. When they returned to Detroit, his wife suggested that they get into the olive oil business in Arizona. Now, 20 years later, the 90-acre Queen Creek Olive Mill Grove has nearly 10,000 olive trees grown in medium density, and last year it harvested more than 30 tons of olives. In total, the harvest produced 3,579 liters of extra virgin olive oil. The mill, which the Rhea's claim receives about 650,000 visitors a year, has diversified to include restaurants and shopping options. The mill sells olive oil, vinegar, stuffed olives, tapenadas, and balsamic vinegars in an array of flavors. The Reyes have also developed a full line of bath and body products made with the mill's extra virgin olive oil. Until recently, the family sold its bath and body products from a storefront at Kierland Commons in Scottsdale. While the store has closed, the products can still be purchased at the mill. Some of the mill's food products can also be purchased at Infusion Coffee and Tea Crafters at Mesa Gateway Airport. In honor of its 20th anniversary, the Queen Creek Olive Mill launched a limited edition extra virgin olive oil featuring a throwback label design. For information on the Olive Blossom Bash and the Queen Creek Olive Mill, visit www.queencreekolivemill.com. Again, the information on where and when Olive Blossom Bash is from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, April 12th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, April 13th, at the Queen Creek Olive Mill, 25062 South Meridian Road. End of story. Our next article is entitled, 3 HUSD Schools Honored for Military Programs. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune, March 15, 2025. No author is listed. 3 Higley Unified School District schools have won the Arizona Purple Star School designation from the State Education Department. Chaparral Elementary and Sossaman Cooley Middle Schools won the award for demonstrating, quote, a deep understanding of the unique challenges faced by military families, end quote, and because they, quote, provide exceptional support to military-connected students, end quote, the district said in a release. The Arizona Purple Star School designation is awarded based on several criteria, including the presence of a dedicated point of contact for military families, staff training on the needs of military-connected students, and the implementation of programs and activities that support the students. Schools must also demonstrate a commitment to creating a welcoming and supportive environment through various patriotic events and initiatives. All 3 schools have a point of contact and offer peer-to-peer mentoring programs, welcome activities for new students, and a calendar of patriotic events to honor military families and veterans. Chaparral's initiatives include a student leader welcome wagon, an ongoing wall of honor, and an annual Veterans Appreciation Breakfast. Sossaman Middle School offers peer-to-peer mentoring through its Purple Up Club and hosts events such as Red, White, and Blue Spirit Days and a Remembrance Ceremony. Cooley Middle School integrates its peer-to-peer mentoring program with the Where Everyone Belongs initiative and organizes events like a Veterans Day breakfast and assembly. The Arizona Purple Star School designation is a testament to the dedication of these schools to support military families and create a nurturing educational environment, the district said. End of story. Our next article is entitled Chandler Firm, a Leader in Biometric Devices. This was posted in the Santan Sun News on March 12, 2025, and written by Ken Sain. In some very remote places of the world, people who ask the local population to sign up to get a government-issued ID might get a reaction that's less than enthusiastic. If you go into these remote villages and say, "I want to get you an ID card," they're going to laugh at you, said Reed Baker, the director of research and development at Chandler Company Integrated Biometrics. Yet it's amazing how many of these people have cell phones. Nigeria implemented a program that said, if you want to get a cell phone or you want to get a SIM card for a cell phone, we have to have the international ID fingerprints. Nearly everybody got enrolled and captured. Integrated Biometrics boasts of an offering an alternative solution to commonly used traditional optical and silicon fingerprint technologies. The company is based in South Carolina but has its research and development offices in Arizona for years. In 2000, it moved from Mesa to a bigger space in West Chandler at 6150 West Chandler Boulevard. Now it needs even more space. IB has expanded its physical footprint by about 25% and plans to add 50% more personnel. Business is good. We're kind of getting constrained, Baker said. Fortunately for us, the neighbors next door, about that time, decided they weren't going to renew their lease. We talked to the landlords, and they said we'd be fine with expanding. IB has two main focus areas with its devices. One is businesses concerned about security. The other is officials who need to identify people. As part of its expansion, IB has set up an experience center in its lobby to showcase its different products. The company has specialized in hardware, but is now also rolling out some software to support its products, Baker said. We have a lot of technology, a lot of smart people working here, Baker said. We've got salespeople scattered throughout the world, so having a center where you could really come display devices, let people interact with those, get a feel for how we're building them, how we're using them, and their capabilities. The Experience Center, which is not open to the public, is primarily for potential customers who might be visiting on a summit, which IB hosts a couple of times a year. Baker said IB has a core of 7 devices. If you've ever gone through customs at the airport, you usually see these guys sitting on the bench there, he said, pointing to one of their devices. Maybe you had to put your hand on one. Their scanners can record finger and palm prints. They are portable, so they can be taken into remote villages. A lot of our business is really focused on just identity, getting out in countries where you don't have people carrying an ID card, Baker said. He said foreign nations are interested in the products to cut down on potential fraud. How do you give them access to benefits, elections, any kind of government services that are available without IDs? You can take these out in the field and capture the information, get the biometric data, and it now gives them a means to identify. One of its newest devices is not quite ready for the market. It's a wand that can record biometric data on infants. Instead of having to put ink on a foot to get a print, people would be able to wave the wand to capture that and have a digital record. Infant biometrics is actually surprisingly difficult, Baker said. Even with scanners, it can be a challenge. With the wand, you can get a good three-dimensional topography of the infant fingers or foot. For information, you can go to integratedbiometrics.com. End of story. Our next article is entitled LGES Still Has Plans for Phase 2 of Queen Creek. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent, March 11, 2025, and written by Janet Pettis. LG Energy Solution is still planning to open its currently paused second phase of its $5.5 billion electric vehicle complex in Queen Creek. During a recent trip to an international conference in South Korea, Queen Creek Mayor Julia Wheatley said LGES executives told her they will be opening the second facility on the complex. Quote, we expect it to move forward, but there is no specific timeline, Wheatley stated in a text message Tuesday afternoon. Wheatley traveled to South Korea as part of a delegation consisting of the Arizona Commerce Authority, Greater Phoenix Economic Council, and SRP. The LGES complex site under construction at Ironwood and Pecos Roads will house two facilities dubbed Projects Alpha and Gemini, as part of a $5.5 billion investment in the town. Quote, LGES was one of many global companies to participate at the event and shared phase one of the Queen Creek location as it continues to move forward, end quote. Wheatley stated in an email Tuesday morning, phase one, or Project Alpha, on the north end of the complex site closest to Pecos Road will be a cylindrical battery plant called LG Energy Solution Arizona. It will produce 46 series batteries for electric vehicles. Phase 2, or Project Gemini, which is set for the south side of the complex closest to Germain Road, will be an ESS battery manufacturing facility called LG Energy Solutions Arizona ESS that will produce lithium iron phosphate pouch-type batteries for energy storage systems. In July, Queen Creek announced that LGES was pausing plans on Project Gemini as, quote, they are evaluating their U.S. projects, end quote. Project Gemini was announced in March 2023. The Arizona delegation attended the 2025 Interbattery Show in Seoul, March 5th. through 7th, in an exhibition featuring three of the top five battery manufacturers in the world, including LG Energy Solution. Quote, the state's leading economic development agencies attended the event to help further investment in Arizona. I was invited to participate based on LG Energy Solution making the largest single investment for a standalone battery manufacturing facility in North America right here in Queen Creek, end quote. Wheatley stated in the email. In an email, one resident questioned the transparency of the trip. This topic is a hot one out here as the growth is not welcomed by most residents. She also seems to do these things under the radar, so who is that benefiting? End quote. Resident Mindy LaRose asked. In an earlier email, LaRose said the trip was, quote, not public knowledge at all, similarly to how the LG battery plant was approved and slipped between the cracks to the public, end quote. During the March 5th council meeting, which Wheatley missed as she was in South Korea, a slide listing council committee reports included the trip to the 2025 Inter-Battery Show. Quote, the town has continued to provide updates on the LGES facility once they are public. Economic development projects can often not be shared until a certain point in the process, end quote, Wheatley stated. Please send your comments about this article to azopinions@iniusa.org. We are committed to publishing a wide variety of reader opinions as long as they meet our civility guidelines. Janet Perez can be reached at jperez@iniusa.org. End of story. Thanks for joining me today for the East Valley News for Santan and Queen Creek. Stay tuned for the Arizona Republic coming up next.